itemiyor.
So, for example, to recover from an illness, you know, like seeing a doctor is the first thing, and then the gathering merits of giving material assistance to poor people and making offerings to the other beings, and they can help to recover quickly as well. So, karma that whether it happens in this life or after life or after many years life, it depends on the causes and the conditions that happens karma. So the causes and conditions such as motivation of the generosity and also the intensity of the motivation, and it depends on the causes and conditions of that that karma. So the positive karma that we accumulate through practicing morality and tolerance or patience, that can be destroyed by anger. So anger is the negative emotion that destroys the seeds of positivity in the practice of generosity. So when we sow seeds in the field for crops, and the obstacles not to grow, or obstacles not to reach the maturation of the crops, or not grow at all, if the seeds been eaten by birds, so there wouldn't be any chance to, for growing. And also, if there's no not necessary conditions are present, so that is another cause that it doesn't grow. So here the analogy is the seed is good karma that we accumulated through training, and the birds that eat the seed is like anger. So when that bird eat the seed, then there's no chance of growing the crops.
So
So that's why the, like we have to gird like fields from attacking by birds. We have to practice patience to counteract anger that destroys the seeds of positive karma. Also, the anger is like a fire that destroys the positive seeds in our mind, and it's like the seed that is burnt wouldn't grow, wouldn't bear any fruits. So that's why the flames of the anger is like a fire that destroys the huge amount of positive karma that we accumulated for many, many lifetimes. Attachment or desire is less dangerous than anger in terms of the destruction of the positive karma. So there's no worse negative karma than being angry, and there's no better virtuous practice than being patient, as stated in Buddha's teachings.
So by
influenced by anger can destroy anything, and can destroy like one's own table or anything. But being attached or having strong desire doesn't result in such a destruction. There was a Mongolian guy who was short-tempered, and when he got into his car, he hit his head on the roof of the car, and he was so angry, and he hit the again and again on that spot. After that, the car was crying badly. Any questions, please?
Do you ask?
Do you have any questions?
I'd like to repeat my question of earlier about dedication of merit to personal others. Is it necessary to say for me so I can help others to enlightenment, or can I just consider this is for the enlightenment of all our beings?
Sorry, it wasn't clear.
So,
for me.
In dedication,
yeah.
Do you need to dedicate for your own quick enlightenment so that you can help others?
Yeah.
Or is it enough to just make the dedication for the quick enlightenment of all other beings?
So one is for the others, and the other one is for one's own enlightenment.
No, the first one is for oneself to become a Buddha so one can enlighten others,
yeah.
And the other one is for everybody to just become a Buddha.
Oh, okay. So, I think Kurang Tanda is Nyamne Tadi Chedukala. Ngo wa che che teng song so na te che du ga la kar se sab je sam wa san je kong pa to wa shu se la na sam no tan na de gi wa re ya na so so tan bo san je top jin ni di je la sab je sam wa na san je kong pa na so so san je tan na di di je la sab je san je kong pa na de to re de ni che song sa di ge ba de san je kong pa to ya chi so so san je kong pa to ya chi de jo wa shu de ni sam san de ba re.
Tā dīle, tā sōmi yōre, jabu dāwa tāng, shūtu dāwa tāng, nyeba dāwa sē.
Jabu dāwa chī, chūgzi dāwa chī,
nyeba dāwa chī,
chūzhēn dāwa, chūzhēn dāwa.
Tīrī sēnshū, sōmi shē yōre.
So there are three different types of bodhicitta there. The first one is a bodhicitta like a king. Nimbat karse. The
Fairyman.
Yeah, Fairyman. Herdsman. The second one is like.
Oh.
So tongue yes you were.
It's like a herdsman, like a shepherd. Herdsman or herd? Mm-hmm. Yeah, herdsman. And the third one is fairy man.
That he jabuta we get in more yaw in the jabu car stays. Tombo jabi stay diggy, color son of candidum person. Toma, Nara jabu yard case in the name bomb is in the dizzy yard, that's a dish of chaos and become of keeping money, jabu coronani, the jasilia, jab and economy your reservoir. Then on jiggy, Manjig and more. Rani Sanjay Kombo Toss, and near Sanjay Tony, not a Kawanya, the Jab near Yan Sanjay San Mumbashi, Sanjay, or Jim Goris.
So the first one, the Bodhisattva, that's like a king. The king first become king and then look after his subjects, solve the problems of the subjects. So, in terms of that analogy, the Bodhisattvas, they dedicate their merits to their personal liberation or personal enlightenment in order to lead the other beings towards enlightenment. So that is like a king, like a Bodhisattva.
Yeah,
So Buddha Shakyamuni, this Buddha, he practices the king like bodhicitta, and he became through that practice as a Buddha.
Ta shuddhi degi dhigiti tombu sinjayati ya tati jukun kora yan dhugurwa.
So the herdsman, normally he herds the cattle or animals, so he walks behind them.
Bodhicitta
practice like herdsman, and that bodhicitta intention is to send all the sentient beings to enlightenment first, and then he wished to become enlightened at the last. The Buddha of compassion, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, when he was on the path towards enlightenment, he practiced that type of bodhicitta. So bodhisattvas who practice the third type of bodhicitta is like a ferryman. So the ferryman, when he carries the passengers in the ferry, so they reach ashore together. So he wants to become enlightened and also at the same time to bring all the other beings to enlightenment as well. So that's like a ferryman, like bodhicitta. So Bodhisattva Manjushri practices that type of bodhicitta to become Buddhahood.
Krishna
wants to translate that in English, but I can't even translate it, so I understand what I said there. So anyway, I said that there are some Tibetans who do something for Tibetan issues. They think that's their religion or practice, or practice Dharma. But I wonder if there's some New Zealanders who are friends of Tibet, and they're supporting Tibet course or issue that belongs into the Mahayana practice category or another type of political activity.
That is interesting language. Korang tebege kenda dunia ji dewa inanda seja inanda korang ye kamo dawa de jen nese mebe gone tebe ji dewa ina tebege chi gan reju ni gan dere tebe chata tacha shimba ina sanji ki tenba tagi senja na tenge dewa sanbe gone korang tenji ji keche ta ti reju so inanda tebe tojong chingi ti yaka chigi ina tebe dewa chibi chim logre.
So whether it's going to become Mahayana practice or not, being part of campaigning for free Tibet, so that the motivation behind it counts. If somebody is motivated by helping Tibet is preserving Mahayana teachings of Buddha or propagation of Mahayana teachings. So if one is subsequently that teaching will benefit other beings, if one is motivated like that, then it becomes a practice, Mahayana practice. So the way His Holiness campaigns for Tibet, it is not only Mahayana practice, but it's the highest Tantra practice as well. So one journalist asked His Holiness one time, who do you love most? And he said, I love Chinese people the most.
Yeah.
So that journalist has remarked that you've been expelled from your own country to India. And why do you love them so much? Communist Chinese people, they impose so much suffering onto others because they themselves been suffered a lot. So that's why they become the object of my loving practice, the most the desirable object of my loving practice. Yep.
The four perfections that we've been talking about are the accumulation of merit. What I don't understand is, because it goes in any lifetime, what's collecting the merit?
What is collecting the merit?
Yeah, because I can't say I that's collecting merit. If it goes in any lifetime, then of course I is not what exists. So we'll be talking about collecting merit.
Yeah.
What is collecting merit? What is it? Collecting the merit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it karma that goes through every lifetime? Is it? It's not art. It's not a physical. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be dead this time and other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But what's collecting the merit?
Mm-hmm.
What keeps it
yes.
accumulating? Because it's called the accumulation of merit.
Sonam mm-hmm. sa to sa setini sa sa la de kisayate karere se anite karse. So So yesterday we talked about the nature of the mind, the nature, the primordial nature of the mind is not contaminated by obscurations. So the function of the mind that that continues after life, after this life or throughout the lives, the mind itself is clear, pure in nature. And also it has a wind energy in it. So the mind itself is made up with three parts or entities: the wind energy, subtle level of wind energy, and the clarity and faculty, mental faculties. So at the moment the mind is accompanied by three negative emotions: anger, attachment, ignorance. So those three things overpowers that function of the mind and lead us to love in the samsara.
That
So the three negative emotions that accompany overpowers the mind at the moment. If we replace those negative three negative emotions with the counteracting forces such as passions or wisdoms, and then it stops being reborn or going into next life.
That the condition is under the same and Shinka Yapo is done down. Shinka Yapo Dela and Samadin, Deja, don't to me from the Samet of Baina, Tinjavati and Kobe, Nimis Shigi. And the thing is, Saja Zombotella and a Gavata, Gavayapo, Gavi Rito, but Samet of Baina, Tinjavita, Delo, Devala, so what the Shigi.
So the also analogy of the mind is like a field, it depends on what sort of seeds that we plant. So if we plant virtuous things into the fields, so the crops grow accordingly to that seeds.
Sinji Saja Zombo Tela gave you a Samaj Tani, Jebishabala, Saja Zombo Telani, Kaza, Megivigani, Kazata, Samadi, Masse Maton, Kuninyombo Yashi, Kapati Devayaka, Dimahigi, Tilishi.
Kasa Seo Koms?
Sing Saja Zombo Jera, Tela gave you Samaton, Tin Jebu Teli, Mimidi, Tinyombo, and Megivi Samadi, Sematoina, Samadi Mugivi Samayena.
So if you, it's like sowing different seeds into a field, sometimes we experience happiness because that's the result of positive seeds. Sometimes we experience the unhappiness or sadness. That's the result of the negative seeds. So it is a mixture of the seeds that we grow in the field of the mind.
I think with Western thought, we would consider that the mind stream is there, collecting and discarding from one life to another. So it's always there, like a world memory. The mind stream.
Yeah. Mind stream is always there.
Yeah.
Did you say Western in Western?
Well, we often think of where we store, where it can be stored.
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking about, Karen? Where does it get stored?
No, stored, and I think just they talk of the accumulation of merit.
Yeah.
What accumulates? We don't have that ability to talk into the legacy because we know that's not true. We know that's the illusion of it. So that's why my question was, what is it that merits? Hence why the karma becomes many times virtuous and non-virtuous stronger. That's what I was trying to say. But I am hearing what you're saying. I don't understand what you're saying.
And also that there's other kind of ways, like
character tangi maram to go to da te ti ste di na len ta ta chong so se ni chu da o chi ku wi na chu ta jang na chu chi ku wi na chu lu sa chi yo de me wi na ni chu de me wa cha de so mara sha su wi na ta zo bo sa ma to cha de si ani te so da ani ge wa sa chi ni sa sa ka wa de ni si yo ar se tri sta ni na len ta ta de ni ti ku do so ma te
e ni ne de so no de da ni ka tu ni ma cha de chi la yi chi あとで、シェドンズの地域、シェドンっていうのを、ゲニちゃんで考えているような、シェドンで川から、ゲニで答えたら、レディーロー。シェドンヒローで、カレーで、カンガバン、ピーナーで、リタルさんで、ピートウチェ。なので、シェドン川切るのに、これ、レディーソン。だって、ゲワソアンに、何、ゲニついて、ティノロールとは、ゲワパジェクニス。コニジェオロー、ロウチン、タジ、ノロー、ゲニカゾン、ダウンドリン、ゲワタゾン、コインで、ゲニカゾン、セールウェイ。
So here we are talking about the mind stream that is like a container, whether it contains or negative karma or positive karma. So if it contains negative karma, then it goes accompanies with the mind. But if it's being replaced with the positive karma, and then the mind carries that positive karma forward as well.
Give us a synonym, quick part. Give us the lady pacha. Nipan Josa, the same girl, same people, Kazi, pacha, nipatela, meditan, same syllable.
The positive karma lives imprints on our mind, or negative karma lives imprints on our mind. So that imprints travels or accompanies the mind in the continuity. Of the mind.
Pacha said, Pacha Shah said, Nikasa, seven days in Chipacha.
So, Pacha Shah in Tibetan language, Pacha is imprints. Pacha Shah means implant the Pacha. So, same as sowing seeds.
Same dela, Shin Temula, so do less of a delicious same to a yore.
So there are different types of seeds, we can sow a seeds of poisonous plants, or we can sow a seeds of fruit that we can enjoy later on. So it is like that, planting an imprint on our mind.
And the same thing in all over.
So our body, when we die, we have to leave our body behind, but we doesn't leave the imprints behind with the body. The mind carries that imprints forward with the mind. I don't know anyone experienced like such as strokes or heart attacks. When we experience intensity of that kind of collapsing, our body. So the first the influence of that goes inward towards the mind, as the mind absorbs all the experiences, and then when you recover from that, it grows out. Recovery grows out of the mind as well. So it is a subtle level of energies, kind of activities going on there with the mind.
Mm.
So in the process of death, you know, like the absorption is always the process goes inwards, like we lose eyesight or hearing, and then and so on, and it absorbs to the center of the chakra of mind. So it's like the mind is the king that employs the secondary mental faculties such as eyes and the hearing and the seeing. They employs the fact that the mind is like the king that employs the secondary mental factors for purposes of seeing, hearing, and tasting. When the death comes, and their service for death is no longer required, so they are absorbed into the central chakra of the mind. So when the process of death, the absorption doesn't go into the brain. Any more questions? The last page, please.